Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big Al Mack.
Yo, yo.
What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Kids Day 2014.
And what does that mean?
Tell them about Jenna.
It's the one day for the year. We actually turn the show into like a fundraising extravaganza, and we ask you guys to participate and help us to send terminally and chronically ill children to Disney World.
Taking the most families ever this year, 60 families.
That's a lot.
And sometimes a family is just a single parent home and one kid, and sometimes you'll have a family that has more than one kid in that family, and then they have, you know, the parents and siblings. We like to take everyone in the house.
Right.
You know, and sometimes enjoy the trip too.
It's not that these families necessarily are really poor. Some, you know, do better than others, but man,
medical bills are expensive.
It's expensive, and sometimes
extra.
Going into a family's home when we let them know that they're going on the trip, the house is like a hospital. I mean, there's just medicines and machines
IV trees.
And oxygen and just all kinds of stuff. So you just, you know, this is the one day per year that we ask you guys to help us out.
It's one day and one day only.
Yeah.
And then we kind of tease it today.
Yeah.
Then we get back to it. Joining us in studio is the selfie queen herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know her as Elena Davies on Twitter. Hi, Elena.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. We brought you in because you're going to be helping us out with something.
Yeah. Elena's been a super fan of the show and was always tweeting us all the time. All the time.
All the time.
Right.
What was your big break?
Yeah. What? And then, because then we started using you.
What was your big break?
Yeah. How'd you get your big break, Elena?
Yeah. What moment was
it? For me, it was Hams.
Where we actually asked you to start helping us with the show.
Well, I guess I came on the show for
Ask Us Anything.
For the Ask Us Anything bit y'all did almost exactly a year ago.
Uh huh.
And I just was not going to let you guys not love me. I had my moment, and I was like, they're going to love me. So,
and we do.
Yeah, now we've sent you to concerts. Sent you to concerts to interview people.
She talked to the Spelling Bee champ and sent us the audio.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've done other stuff.
Yeah, so now.
And some other stuff.
Now we're making you work for us.
She's coming to the Kelly Raspberry birthday parties.
That's how it starts, Elena. I mean, Kid started me out kidnapping John Tesh, right, Kelly?
Right.
Something like that.
Just doing little bits here and there, and I just never left.
Right? Well, I'm doing the same, so
all right.
See you tomorrow.
Okay? So you're down to kidnap? Could you go kidnap Jason Mraz and bring him?
I'll put on my best effort.
That'd be great.
That's you're all fearless, and that's what we love. You're fearless, and so you will go do anything with confidence that we ask, and we need your help this week since it's back to school for a lot of kids and family.
Yeah, if you're having trouble waking your teenager up, or maybe even your elementary school age kid, sometimes they just don't want to wake up.
They don't want to wake up. It's hard, man.
It's impossible at times.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, all you got to do is write us up. We'll send Elena to your house.
Yep.
And wake them up in ways they will never forget.
We've done this in the past.
Yeah.
Sometimes with hilarious
results.
Yeah, hilarious results.
Yeah, let's just give everyone an idea of what has worked in the past.
Okay.
The really over-the-top ways we have tried to wake up kids and shocked them mid-slumber.
Remember one time we tried a mariachi band?
Wow, we beat them. Oh, my.
Oh, he's so scared.
Oh. All right, Jake, let's talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Imagine a kid waking up with a full-on mariachi band in your bedroom.
Yeah, this is one of those bits you gotta watch Kid TV. Or if you don't watch it while we're doing it, definitely go back later in the day and watch the videos because they're hilarious.
And now one of my favorites.
I think it's the meanest.
This is
the meanest. This would have worked well for me because I love scary things. And we actually had some people that worked at a haunted house locally show up and do the whole chainsaw bit.
That's horrible.
Terrified the boys.
I mean, there's no need to keep playing. It was just sounds of chainsaws
and
men in these horrible masks.
And that's the first thing you see in the morning.
It's the scariest part of any haunted
house. Then wake up for school.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, kids, you don't want this to happen to you. Wake up. Don't just slip there. Your mom's trying to wake you up. Breakfast is made. You can smell the bacon. You lay in your bed. Wake up.
Do y'all remember the time we used air horns and cymbals to wake a kid up?
Is this one of the more successful ones or one of the flops?
Let's find out.
Oh my gosh.
What is that? Air horns?
She didn't like that.
No.
Most kids don't like Wake Up Week.
And then they just laugh. You have to go to Kid TV. And they just slap headphones on this girl.
Elena,
she's like, what is going on?
This is kind of dangerous, Elena.
Yeah, this is dangerous.
My first question is, who's going to wake me up?
Very good question.
Hopefully your alarm.
Good question.
You're going to have to get up even earlier so you can be at these homes.
Well, yeah. Finally, all the years of being obnoxious is just going to pay off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does pay off.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I should send you to Wake Up in McKelley because Nanny Laura tells me every day it's just a fight.
Why not?
We can do it.
Right. Oh, but in McKelley would never forgive me. Oh, trust me, she's not up yet.
Okay.
And then Elena's goal of knowing where Kelly Raspberry lives will be fulfilled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not scared of Elena.
Is there any way in particular you think you'd like to wake someone up with?
You've been thinking about it?
Yeah, I've been thinking of a few things.
Keep them surprises. I think you should surprise
them. Oh, okay. Yeah, we can hold out.
All right. Yeah.
What are some of the rejected ideas? Maybe that would be. Have you had something you're like, no, that can't work?
Cuddling?
I mean, I just thought...
Cuddling.
Like...
Elena likes to cuddle with men.
Just quietly get in bed with someone.
Wake up
the dads. Okay.
Yeah. Elena's like, I will wake up your husbands for you.
Oh, man. Surprisingly, no one would sign up.
Yeah, so. What happened with that?
Man.
You have an email now that they could write you.
They gave you a real simple one for everyone to remember, let me just say.
Yeah, it's not long at all.
No.
Okay, so if you want us to send Elena Davies to your house and wake up your child in some horrific, not horrific, but some loud, loud, obnoxious way. Yes,
yeah.
You need to send us an email. Send Elena an email, really. And the address is KidNationSelfieQueen at gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy.
That's KidNationSelfieQueen at gmail.com.
So you have to know how to spell all of that.
Kid has two D's.
Yeah, if you can't remember, just go to KidNation.com.
Yes.
There'll be a link on there.
There you go.
KidNationSelfieQueen at gmail.com.
Yeah, include your name, your phone number, your zip code, your kid's name, age, the time they're supposed to wake up, and maybe tell us a little bit about how difficult it is to wake them up and what you've tried in the past.
Yeah, we'd like to know maybe what they're scared of.
Yeah, fears.
Yes, we're going to play off of that.
Sort of never worked for me because I've never had a problem waking up. Now, I get a nap later. I try to because I'm so sleepy at about 10.
Oh, I'm the worst. But, snooze button.
And I've tried it when I was in Mexico this past weekend. I'm like, at 6:50 or so, my body just wakes me up if I'm not already up. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll call all the people that I invited to come down here for the 6th anniversary of the beer bucket, see what if they want to go get coffee at 6:45 in the morning. So I'm sending out a group text to all my friends. They're like, you idiot. vacation.
He's the worst. You are the worst person to go to vacation to.
I am.
We went to Mexico, I think, the first year I was here.
Yeah.
And I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning to Al tapping me on the shoulder, holding a bottle of tequila. With a little wake
up. He's got a problem.
It's like, Al, we have all day, Al. Come on.
Can we wake up at noon?
It's a mimosa. It's a tequimosa.
Elena, when are you going to start doing these? Next week?
Next week starts Monday and goes through Friday, I believe.
Okay, so we're going to accept these applications all week. Remember, it's KidNationSelfieQueen@gmail.com. Maybe we'll edit that later once we get to know you better. And you can always go to KidNation.com for the link for that as well.
Yeah.
Got it.
You got a boyfriend yet, Elena?
Oh, no, I'm just daily trying.
Okay, so if you're a bachelor,
daily
also.
Trying.
Yeah, we'll have to send your resume to Elena. That'll have to be a completely separate bit, the adventures of Elena going out on the weekends.
I just like following you on Twitter because you're hilarious.
That'll probably be Kid Nation.
That's like my only goal in life.
Yeah.
Selfie queen looking for a man at gmail.com.
Yeah, something like that.
Something simple like that.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
The selfie queen, Elena Davies, is still in studio with us.
I didn't leave. I told you I wouldn't.
I told you it works.
Because we're probably going to start doing Elena's weekend wacky adventures.
I'm telling you, every weekend is something with this girl.
Yeah. So what happened this weekend, Elena?
Okay, so I was telling them as I was headed out, I was out this weekend. I was out at a football game. We were tailgating and stuff, and we went on in, and we're watching the game, and I get on Instagram, and it's kind of random, but the UPS driver at my work, we have developed, like, a casual, like, I know you relationship, so he follows me.
So you follow your UPS delivery man on Instagram.
Everybody
awesome.
Should.
Oh, I have my UPS guy's phone number, so in case he misses me.
Well, and I'll message him, like, hey, we have an important pickup today. Can you please make it by 2? Like, I mean, it's not weird, right?
Nah, hey, working for
not if
for
he's
you,
hot, it's yeah. not.
Well, depends on what he's posted on Instagram. Yeah, so what did you see?
Well, he direct messaged me on Instagram a picture of the back of my head along with my friends as we're sitting
wow,
at this game.
That, that's
and I was like,
weird.
And it was not like a really fun. This is right behind me.
Yeah.
And I was like, he didn't say hi? That's so weird. So I messaged him back and he goes, oh, no, here's the rest of the post. And it was a screenshot from his Facebook or his wife's Facebook. And the caption was, as a mother of two boys, I was shocked to see these girls' 20-minute process to post a selfie on Instagram. And I was just like, okay. Like, I'm so sorry I'm not Beyonce. Like, it takes some work and a few filters.
So somebody saw your picture and put together that he is your UPS.
He recognized the back of her head. Yes.
How does your UPS driver know the back of your head?
Don't ask questions like that.
Wow.
Like, that's weird that you would recognize the back of somebody's
yeah,
head.
It's yeah. It's my best side, actually.
I mean, I just
really
love
is.
That this woman caught you.
She did.
You are the selfie queen.
She put me on blast.
You know every filter, every app.
But you know what? I have a best girlfriend who shamelessly does the same thing. Like, she will be sitting there mid-dinner and just, you guys know her. She works here. She's mm-hmm. my best friend. And she'll just pick up her phone and start taking selfies. And
at the dinner table?
Shameless. She's shameless about it. I love it.
Oh, we have the selfie. We have the picture.
There we go. That's
Kid TV.
That's it.
Wow.
That is incredible that he recognized you guys
well,
just from that.
He probably saw the post that I had just put up of us and probably
put two and two together.
He knew where you were sitting. Yeah.
Wow.
But, it's true. Do you go back and forth? Like, this filter? Would you like this filter?
Oh, and I can tell right when I take a picture, I'm like, okay, this one's probably going to be like a lo-fi, maybe a hefty, and then...
Whoa.
Lo-fi's always a good filter unless there's too much light. Lo-fi is a great filter.
Okay.
It's Instagram talk.
You're like Starbucks. I don't speak selfie or Starbucks.
Yeah. No,
I like Nashville.
You don't speak Instagram filter.
Nashville and Valencia, those are pretty solid.
Nashville's kind of warm.
It is warm.
Yeah.
I like being warm.
You can as a girl because we're often so spray tanned that anything
currently
that accentuates the orange or bronzeness. Yeah.
Well, if we want to follow your adventures, Elena, what's your Twitter handle?
It's Elena Davies.
Uh-huh.
ELENADAVIES. It's same on Twitter and Instagram. Mm.
What do you think about Kim Kardashian putting out a selfie book?
I think that I guess I need to put mine out pretty soon.
Yeah.
You better get on that, Elena.
I don't like the competition right now, so.
Yeah, and Elena's going to be helping us with Wake Up Week next week, so.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Get two for that action right there. Thank you, Elena.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Thank
Elena.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to learn how to speak.
Oh,
yeah,
my computer
man.
Locked up. Basically.
So what's coming up
technology.
Next?
Technology.
No.
The buttons aren't working.
So I can't hit it.
What's wrong?
It's supposed to be the tag team song.
Whoop,
because
there it is.
Yeah, thank you, Shannon. Starting Thursday at 7:20 Central, we're going to be playing a new game called Tag Team Trivia. You can sign up for that at KidNation.com.
Then listen for your name, and you could win up to $1,000. Did you hear me? $1,000 with help from one of us.
See, this is cool so that you get to partner up with us because we're going to ask you trivia questions, and then you get to pick which cast member you want to play with. So you better choose wisely.
Yeah, you know what we mean by that.
Pick anybody but Al.
Tag Team Trivia starting this Thursday, 7:20 Central on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wrong. Yay.
Wrong.
Now,
did
everybody have a nice Labor Day weekend?
Yeah. Was I the only one that went out of town?
Yes.
I had a staycation.
Yeah.
Okay. I stayed in town.
Yes.
Okay. So you went to Mexico, Big Al Mac.
I went to Mexico. Imagine that. In fact, this time, we're celebrating the 6-year anniversary of my bar. Who thought that I would ever have a bar in Mexico for 6 years?
Have you made any money off of it?
A little. A little, not a whole lot, you know, but
it's not always about making money.
It wasn't.
You know what? Sometimes it's about joy.
Isn't business about making money?
And being fulfilled.
Yes, normally.
Honestly.
Well, after 6 years.
Net profits and stuff, right?
I think I've told y'all this.
Return on investment?
I bought this bar as something to do when Kid fired me.
Okay.
Because I just knew, this is radio. I'm being 100% serious.
I'm right there with you.
I'm being 100% serious.
I mean, everyone in life, you should always have a backup plan.
Right.
And this is radio. And realistically, radio does not last forever. So,
and plus, Kid kind of got a kick out of making us all think we were going to be fired at any minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was sadistic.
Like every morning, not sure still if my key is going to work on the front door.
You just bought a house, huh, JC? Kid.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, and then he'd always say little things like, you might get fired today. So, you know, that's
why. And he always reminded you that your contract was December 19th.
On your birthday, yeah. Perfect time.
So anyway, 6 years later, we're still on the bar in Playa del Carmen. And it's going good. So we're celebrating the anniversary. About five couples went down there with us. When I say with us, my girlfriend went with me. And one girl that was on the trip actually lost her cell phone. And I've done this before, so this is tragic. But I've never gone to this level. She actually went home. I mean, it ruined her trip.
It will ruin your trip.
It ruined her trip. A 3-day vacation.
What?
And she lost her cell phone somewhere between the airport, the Cancun airport, and Playa del Carmen. More than likely in the cab, which she had no way of getting in touch with the cab driver anymore.
No.
So it ruined her trip to the point where she went home early.
Well, you know what, Al? She did y'all a favor.
Because she would have been a whooping.
If it was ruined to that extent where she was willing to leave, she did y'all a favor.
You don't want that person just sitting there sulking in the corner the whole time.
I mean, when I brought my girlfriend down and we went for 6 days, she realized she left it in our friend's car when we got to the airport here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you want to take a later flight, so, you know, and change so you can go get it? I mean, we're going for a week. And she's like, you know, nah.
That's different from having it stolen and not getting it back.
Yeah,
that phone was waiting for her when she got back.
That's true.
But still, I mean, all you have to do is call and get your phone shut off. And she was cool about it. And she needs her phone for work. She was so cool about it.
Yeah. So, and we didn't even know that she was gone. At least I didn't.
So she was a real big influence on the party fun.
I don't want to talk bad about her. I mean, she's a friend of mine, but she. But it was just a trip.
No,
because I was like, where's Tracy?
Let's just call her.
Well, no,
now.
You know what? It's very mature of her to actually realize I'm going to be such a whooping this weekend that I should just go.
Do you know how
home.
Many times I remove myself and y'all don't even know to thank me because I know I'm going to ruin your night if I don't stay home?
All the time.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all never bother to thank me for not going.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kelly, for
Kelly
not going.
She just wants to be invited.
So
yeah, and then I'll say no and I'll go back to my room.
Yeah.
So I bought this new karaoke machine and we hooked it up and we actually played did some karaoke Friday. So now I have customers mad at me in two different countries because I, you know, hogged the karaoke.
Did you at least bring, like, you know, Mexican songs in there? Or is it just all American music?
No, it's all American music.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. There might be some I didn't look for any Mexican songs. I don't speak Spanish.
You know, Luis Miguel?
And
Vicente Fernandez?
And, no, I don't think
Enrique Iglesias?
I'm sure there's some Enrique in there.
Shakira?
Maybe some Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin?
Martin.
And trying to get my girlfriend to teach you how to speak Spanish is just amazing. It just boggles my mind how you can speak perfect English without a trace of an accent, and then a Spanish person comes up next to you, and you just start rolling off in that Spanish. The whole bilingual thing blows my mind.
Well, she's Cuban, so she's got the Cuban accent.
Did you leave the karaoke, that cool new thing, or you bring it back?
No, it's there. They're going to have karaoke nights all the time now.
It's already missing.
How long is that karaoke machine going to stay at that bar?
It's already missing.
That bar doesn't even have doors.
You are right. And there will probably be a situation where the microphones come up missing because they're not cordless microphones.
They're going to be missing.
They can easily walk over.
Well, we're going to start a pool on that one, too. I'm saying next week.
So the most fun thing that I did in Mexico that I'd advise anybody to do is the ATV ride. And that's the four-wheeler through the jungle, and then you go swimming and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, we weren't allowed to do that per life insurance.
Yeah. They wouldn't let us.
That's the most fun thing, most fun activity that I think I've ever done in Mexico. And anytime I have a group, I like to get them to all go. There's always that little shred of, I hope I don't die because I hit a tree or
You control the ATV. Just go slow.
And the ATV.
Hit trees on purpose. That's why they're called accidents, JC.
Yeah, you don't like
you don't plan to die.
You don't ski down a hill and go, oh, I want to hit the tree.
But these aren't desert ATVs. These are more of the big wheels.
They're the big wheel jungle, you know, off road. That's what they call all terrain vehicles. So you're riding and riding and riding. I will tell you this. My best friend Kirk was there. One person you never have to worry about having an accident on an ATV is my best friend Kirk Willis.
Because he drives slower than you do.
Kirk Willis, I'm gonna call him out. He's still in Mexico.
He drives slower.
That man.
That's not possible. That means he's not moving.
That man. I thought he was going backwards. He was going so slow. Kirk. Now Kirk's a very. He was an attorney. He's not. He's not a big.
He
risk
knows the
taker.
Risks.
Yeah.
You know. I'm like, is Kirk on this trip or is he on the one that's 2 hours behind us? Because I cannot even see it.
Oh, please, Al. You leave work at least half an hour before I do, and I still pass you on the interstate.
I drive slow, but when you get on the ATV, I'm kind of a little bit of a daredevil,
No, you're not at all.
I am a little.
No, you're not.
I'm a little
daredevil.
Remember on snow day we went and cut donuts in the parking lot? I was like,
Slowly.
He was turning. He wasn't cutting donuts.
You weren't cutting nothing.
I'm a little bit of a daredevil, and it had been raining. It was muddy and stuff. It was awesome.
And was the lady there?
Dr. Girlfriend.
The lady was there.
Yeah. And he fall out from the kiss with Jenna?
Well, I mean, the ride down was a little chilly.
Yeah.
I mean,
quiet.
Yeah.
As any girl would be if you kissed another woman on TV.
I love my girlfriend. She was awesome. And but the ride down, the whole Jenna kiss last week, if you weren't with us.
Al made out with Jenna on TV.
No, we didn't make out. It was a bit because we're actors. We're part of the Screen Actors
That's
Guild.
What it is, a bit.
We were reenacting. I got paid.
Yeah.
I mean, we get paid for doing that, and it was acting.
Lady in red over there.
Yeah,
my girlfriend doesn't think we're actors, but anyway, it was a little. The beginning of the trip was a little icy.
Because I'm getting shirts made with you guys kissing.
If that's too far,
please tell me. The orders are in.
Definitely
true.
Yeah,
and the proceeds will go to Kids Kids.
I was just wondering, like, you know.
The kids.
For the kids. You got to do it for the kids.
I'm going to put rain in there.
Probably about.
Can we make it like a notebook scene?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
We're not rehashing this whole thing. We've just gotten past.
I was just asking you.
Funny.
We have just gotten past.
Oh, Al, admit it. Admit it. Off air, you were like, I wish I would have really done it better.
I'm not going to lie. I did say I wish I had kissed you better. Just for my own. Oh, God.
You wanted to look good on TV.
You didn't kiss that good, Al.
Jenna went for it. She grabbed your head in her hands.
She stuck her tongue in your mouth.
The whole kissing experience. There was no tongue, no. It was the TV kiss.
The whole kissing experience. I wanted to be a memorable one. But, oh, God.
She latched on.
She was on.
That's a woman that just broke up with her boyfriend.
Jenna's lips were like slugs on Al. They're just a
slug.
Yeah, you know, they stick on
Can you just pick something any sexier?
No, the older I get, I've decided I commit. No, it was quite dry. Al had put chapstick on before the kiss.
Yeah, I put chapstick. I prepped. Y'all don't know that, TV land people. I put chapstick on. I gargled.
Yeah.
And this was all like, I mean. It was all within like 10 seconds.
That sounds like that there was more intent for you. I just smelled like coffee.
No, there was no intent. No.
Premeditated? Is that what they call it in a courtroom?
No, that was spur of the moment.
It was absolutely spur of the moment.
Well, I was trying to get Al and Kelly to do it. Kelly said no, of course.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. Yeah, sure.
So, anyway, did the ATV.
Yeah.
No injuries, fortunately. I think Kirk is actually finishing up now. So he'll be done in a couple of minutes.
It's funny that you say you were still in a little bit of trouble from making out with Jenna, because I got in trouble this weekend too, Al.
How'd you get in trouble?
Well, Kinsey and I were taking we were going on a staycation.
Yeah.
So we were going to stay at a hotel in town.
Oh, perfect.
Because we don't want to fly with the kids. It's a whooping. But you can get all the benefits of going on vacation by just going to a hotel, get the pool, all that.
Yeah.
So she needed me to stop and get some swim diapers, because there's a pool at this hotel.
They make swim diapers?
Swim diapers, yeah.
I need to get some.
Yeah. So I needed to stop by and get some swim diapers and a sound machine so that my daughter could sleep and not be woken up, since we're all in the same room.
Okay.
And I was actually at lunch with Kaysen, and as she called me, I'm like, perfect. There's a Babies R Us right there. I'll just stop.
Okay.
So I stopped at Babies R Us, and I went inside, and it was one of those that is connected to a Toys R Us. So one side is Babies R Us, and then right in the middle, Toys R Us.
And I would assume that's pretty dangerous when you have a kid with you.
Because Kaysen,
that's like a trip you need to take just as, you know, the
right,
adult.
Right.
You're not as tempted.
My 2.5-year-old son is very savvy and already knows what the store is all about. So as soon as we got out of the car and we go and step foot into Babies R Us, he knows to run directly to the back and to the left, because that's where the bikes and the cars are. He loves those little electric cars.
Yeah,
he's sitting there playing with them, and they had this Ninja Turtles Dune buggy. I love the Ninja Turtles. Dune buggy, Jenna.
So I'm sure that's the cheapest item in the store.
Sure.
Right.
And he's sitting in there, and that's my soft spot, the Ninja Turtles. My son is going after what I liked as a kid, and he's sitting in there, and he's going, I want to buy this, Papa. And I said,
well,
yes.
Show me your monies, Casey.
No. Like, absolutely.
Get a job.
I'm so excited that you like the Ninja Turtles.
You said yes?
Yeah, I couldn't help it, because maybe I can ride it. I've always wanted one.
It's close enough to Christmas, you could have said Santa Claus might bring it to you.
Oh, that's so far away.
No, you can start throwing Santa Claus out now.
That's the cool, and that's the coolest kind of Christmas gift to get.
Well, they didn't have it in store because it's so popular, so I had to order that bad boy, right?
Oh, you didn't even...
Jason!
I couldn't help it.
Dude, come on.
I'm there to buy diapers and a sound machine, by the way. So I buy this Dune buggy, which was pretty cheap.
How much was the dune buggy?
Don't worry about it.
How much was it?
It's up there.
200?
It's about there, yeah.
300?
I'm going to Google
it's about...
400?
It's lower than that.
Mutant, ninja, ninja,
dude.
Turtle.
Yeah. So I'm ordering this bad
boy. Hold on. We got to find out how much you spent on this bad boy.
You don't need to find out.
It's $300.
Oh, my God.
So it kind of hurt the wallet.
Yeah.
But it's for my son, and he's so excited, and I don't care. And so I'm sitting there, and we're doing the ordering thing, and I look straight ahead, and there's the electronic department.
And I know what you wanted this weekend. I remember you leaving work telling me, I know what you said.
I wanted it for a while.
You're not done? You just spent $300 and you're not...
Casey, it was $20 cheaper at Target.
Yeah, I see.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It was.
Cancel it. And then use your Target debit card to get an extra 5% off.
I will, Kelly.
No, you're
dummy.
Not.
So I look up and straight ahead in this magical glass case, just with lights coming out of it.
I know.
Is the PlayStation 4.
Oh.
JC!
Did you guys not hear him when we left for the long weekend? He goes, I think I'm going to go buy myself a PlayStation.
I forgot I had a son. It's like I levitated and I just it was like a magnet just pulling me in. Everything went blank. I'm just getting pulled by this light. I don't know where Kaysen's at. I don't know where the diapers are.
You went to get diapers.
I don't know where the sound machine thing is. All I know is that this PlayStation 4 is pulling me towards it. And I am going. And I get to it and I said, sir, I will have one of those.
Said it like that?
Yeah.
And a dune buggy for the kid.
And so on top of that, you need to get the Madden. I got to buy a video game.
Well,
two controllers.
Of course.
Got the PlayStation. You got my son's dune buggy.
You got to get that really cool-looking headset so you can fight with 14-year-olds overseas.
Oh, yeah. So we're all taken care of.
Oh, God.
So and buy it and we leave.
You went to the store for diapers and you don't spend $1,000.
Almost. And...
Did you get the diapers?
I managed to get the diapers, but I forgot the sound machine.
What'd you get your wife?
What?
Your wife, the woman who birthed your children.
I feel like normally when men go and splurge like that, wife can't benefit from, you at least got to go get her something.
The PlayStation's got Blu-ray.
You at least got
DVDs on it.
Got to buy her some lingerie or something.
She was not extremely thrilled with this because we don't like to spend that much money, but I told her it was because she recorded me in the shower singing.
Are you kidding me?
You got my angelic voice on tape and played it on the radio. This is my way to make myself feel better.
Are you kidding? That was a retaliation buy?
Well, you said not to do tricks.
Oh. Retaliating in any form, that is bad.
That's almost retaliation. It's just in another form.
Well, it wasn't for that. I just had to come up with something.
No, you didn't. That makes it worse.
I just say
I work really hard and I really want this.
Oh, that was one of those.
Okay, so you went to get swim diapers and a sound machine.
Yeah. I went to the store to buy diapers and a sound machine, but I came back with a dune buggy and a PlayStation 4. So we want you to call us up. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Fill in that blank. I went to the store to buy blank, but I came back with blank. We'll do that next.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Hey, you.
Yeah,
hey. You. Hey, you.
I see you walking down the mall. Would love for you to step into the Kid Kranick Morning Show store where we have some beautiful items for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. After we made the Keep Looking Up shirt last year for kids, the number one most requested shirt people asked for was the one that said, must be nice.
Right. Must be nice guy.
Must be nice guy. And that was the first in what we will be calling the Kid Kranick Classic Collection. How about that?
Oh, yes. Wow. Collection.
Yes. And ladies, I know what you're saying. We want shirts that have V-necks. Well, we got those, too.
Yeah, because, wearing a man's shirt, I mean, that's fine. But every once in a while, you want one that's cut for a woman.
Right.
Yeah, so the shirts are going to be $21.99, and every dime will go directly to Kids, all right?
Maybe you want a different kind of shirt, because we asked everybody on Facebook for words and phrases that reminded them of Kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we created a K in our logo with some of those phrases. We call it the K shirt.
Got it.
Oh, all right.
Is it an A shirt?
No, Jenna.
Is it a B shirt?
No, Al.
Is it a Z shirt?
See, I know that's a joke, but
it's
I don't get it because I didn't see it.
Is it a
shirt? It's a shirt with a big K on
it. It's a big K.
It's a Kevin Hart Saturday Night Live.
SNL.
Okay, so I need to watch SNL more.
Just go on YouTube a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see.
I actually bought a Z shirt. Yeah.
Jenna does have a Z shirt for sure. Okay. But some of those phrases on the K shirt include save that, beans on toast, radio gold, booster box, kids, Terry Rathbury. Yeah,
what?
The luckiest.
Yeah, I think like that. Terry Rathbury.
Eat some corn. We got Nickelback, Diet Coke, Sweet Caroline, many more. Several different colors in women's and men's V-necks.
All right.
And regular is also available if you want that.
Okay. And $21.99, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so must be nice shirt, the K shirt with various phrases. And then we also, you know, maybe you're not into the T-shirt and you want a piece of art to hang in your home.
Love art.
So we had this cool piece of art created by this artist, Jennifer Lashbrook, and we're going to be hanging a very large version in our lobby soon. So it's made from hundreds of paint swatches put together to look like kids' favorite headshot. It's the photo he most loved of himself. He hated
well, you know
photos.
How hard that was for him. He hated all of his pictures.
Yeah.
So he finally had one that he was okay with.
That was probably
and this
his
is
best.
It.
Yeah. It was his best picture.
He hated
sure.
it the least.
So
how
this
about
is
that?
Cool. This is like when you take a whole bunch of different, you know, I mean, it's literally what it sounds like, color swatches. So when you're up close,
from Home
it's
Depot
real pixelated and it's hard to tell what it is. But when you hang it and you stand back, it very clearly looks like Kid, and it's super cool because when you take a photo of it with your phone, it shows up exactly as Kid's headshot. So anyway, the poster is 12 by 18 inches, perfect for framing at $16.99.
Okay.
There's going to be limited edition posters as well, 100 of those for $50, autographed by us.
Ooh.
We're going to sign 100 posters.
Well, yeah. I don't mess up my name.
Yeah, there's free shipping on that. So those posters are going to be $16.99. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Again, all the money goes to kids.
And free shipping on the posters. In fact, you'll get free shipping on everything when you spend $50 or more.
Okay.
So you buy a couple shirts, it's, you know, free shipping.
Great.
Anyway, a bunch of these shirts are being printed now. We're going to start shipping those next week. And I know a lot of people say, you know, it was so chaotic right after Kid died. We had so many shirts. The demand was so huge.
Right.
It was a little chaotic. We didn't get the shirts out in a very timely fashion before.
Mm-hmm.
But now things are calmer
yesterday.
Now, and we've got a system. So we're going to start shipping these shirts next week. And remember, every dollar we make is going to go directly to Kids Kids. Nobody's profiting off of this. And we have a link to the Kids Kids shop. When you go to KidNation.com or to our Facebook page. So it's real easy. And we even have some shirts from previous years that are kind of cool that are on sale. You can even get some like shirts for $10 on some designs that are discontinued, which makes them instant classics.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
There you go.
Cool.
So again, that's kidskids.com. Shirts are $21.99. The posters are $16.99. The autograph posters are $50.
Well, we got the link to shop at kidnation.com.
Or on the Facebook page.
I don't know if it's on Kids Kids yet or not, honestly.
No, it is, yeah.
It is, okay.
Yeah, they're all there. Now, before this break, I was talking about going to the store to buy diapers and a sound machine for my kids, and I ended up with a dune buggy and a PlayStation 4.
I've done something similar.
You have, Al?
A while back, I was living in this house. For whatever reason, when they built the house, they didn't have a lot of light fixtures in the house. So I needed lamps. I'd never bought lamps before. So this girl came over, I was dating at the time, and we went to the mall, and then somehow we ended up at the car dealership. I have no idea how, but I went shopping for a lamp and ended up with a Mini Cooper. For right on the showroom floor.
That's weird.
That is random of all random, yeah.
Went to the mall for a lamp, came back with a Mini Cooper. So we're asking you, what did you go shopping for? I went shopping for this. I came back with this.
Yeah, let's go to Kyle real quick. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kyle.
The other day, I want a gift card for $50 to Goodies. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go in. I'm going to get a couple belts, and I'm just going to spend the money that I won. And I walked in, and they're having a sale, and I don't ever buy anything. And I went to the register, and the lady was like, yeah, you should just use this coupon. You got, like, another 30% off, and if you sign up for a card, you get, like, another 10. Well, she ends up walking around the store with me, and I ended up leaving with 20 new shirts.
Whoa!
And then I went next door, and I bought two pairs of shoes. So I ended up spending, like, but I will say the shirt, I haven't bought new shirts since, like polos since high school, and I have 3 full-time jobs. They were like $8.50 a piece.
All right, you got a good deal.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, you got in with the $50 gift card, and you benefited from that.
Yeah.
Justin on Twitter, I want to read this one because he tweeted JC and I, saying that he had neck surgery and was down to his last pain pill, so he went to the store to get the prescription refilled.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was waiting, and he saw the PS4 like JC did.
There you go.
So he bought a PS4, and then he left and forgot to get his pain pills.
It made him so happy he didn't hurt anymore.
Austin, what'd you go in to buy, and what'd you end up with?
So I went shopping for a oil change, and ended up walking away with a brand new car.
Whoa!
For my wife.
That was a good salesman.
Yeah, right?
Oh my gosh, so you went to the car dealership, I'm assuming, to get your oil changed?
Yeah, to get my car's oil changed, and my wife was actually out of town.
There you go.
And I ended up buying a new car for her while she was out of town.
Oh, well, you gotta frame it, it's for you, honey.
Husband
That's
of the
cool.
year right there.
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
A Jeep Patriot.
Ooh.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
I'm digging
you.
That bad boy right yep. there. I love Jeeps.
That's nice. Not for himself.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of thinking about himself.
Yeah, it's a Jeep.
Come on.
It's like, I'm about to do a big screen for you.
Whatever. If a guy wants to buy me a car, even though it's his dream car, I'm fine with it. I don't care if that's if I'm like selfish and get, but I get the
benefit.
Yeah. Yeah, the benefit of the selfish husband. Cool.
I'm starting to see a trend here. I noticed that mostly men do this. Stuart, what'd you go in to buy, buddy?
I went to the store to buy a pocket knife, and I ended up coming home with an $850 bow and arrow. My wife was not too happy with that one.
$850 bow and arrow.
What are you going to do with the bow and arrow?
Big hunter.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to hunt.
Yeah, he wants to do it from far away instead of sneaking up with his pocket knife.
That's a hard way to hunt.
That's a hard way. I got a buddy that does that. My friend, Dr. Vodka, he hunts like that. I mean, he has to, like, you have to put... not deodorant, but stuff that makes you smell like outdoors.
Yeah.
So that you don't smell like human.
So you bait them.
I don't know what it is.
Rub yourself with a car air freshener?
I thought it was deer pee.
That might be what it is.
No, seriously, I think it's deer pee.
Maybe
spread.
Stuart knows. Stuart, what do you rub on yourself?
It's scent blocker, but yes, people do put deer pee on their boots.
Mm-hmm. Dang right. Oh, on their boots.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to go
boots
bow
and pants and boots and pants.
I don't want to go bow and arrow hunting with someone whose nickname is Dr. Vodka.
Vodka. Thank you, Stuart. Yeah, he's a good guy, though.
Shout out, Doc.
The thing is, women, what we'll do is we'll go to Target to get you know, some toilet paper, and you come back $300 later.
Yeah.
But it's stuff you need. It's not like one extravagant purchase.
Stuart needed that bow and arrow.
Yeah, right.
How is he going to feed his family,
That's
Kelly?
That's what I do. I can't go into Sephora. I can't go into a makeup store. I go in for lip gloss, and I spend an hour in there.
And I needed my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, right.
That's how I
right.
How else am I going to talk trash to 8-year-olds on?
Right.
All right, we're asking you what you went to the store for and what you ended up coming home with.
Kausha?
Yes, it's Kausha.
Hey, what's up, Kausha?
Shout out.
What's up, Kausha? What'd you do? What'd you get?
Well, I ended up going to the store to buy a bridesmaid's dress and ended up buying a brand new wardrobe for my daughter and a birthday gift for my grandmother.
Well, at least it's you know, again, it's stuff for other people. So you kind of justify it with that.
The ladies are very practical, and they're actually going to use what they're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need it.
Women be shopping.
Women be shopping. All right, Sydney, what'd you go in for?
We went to the mall to buy a pair of jeans and actually came back with a whole puppy.
Good. As opposed to a half puppy?
Like a whole puppy.
A whole puppy.
Oh, man. You still have the puppy?
Actually, no. My brother took it and then he kind of gave it away without asking me. But it actually had ADD a little bit, so it was kind of...
The puppy with ADD.
There's nothing worse than a puppy with ADD.
I think we have the puppy with ADD on the phone right now.
No, I think, isn't that just a puppy?
The ADD puppy. Yeah, right?
It's all puppies.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sydney.
It's called a puppy.
A whole puppy.
Yeah, that's an odd way of saying it.
Maggie, you went in to buy what and ended up with what?
Well, I told my husband, and he didn't really go to the store. I told him to get online and pay one of our bills. And he ended up paying for a 5-day cruise. But the part that I didn't get is that his visa had expired and we had just were in the process of renewing it.
Shout out.
So he couldn't travel anyway.
Yeah. He was being optimistic.
Yeah. That's his way of getting rid of you. That's his way of getting rid of you for a few days.
Man, the way I found out, I was on the phone with the bank because I saw there was like a $790 withdrawal.
Yeah.
And I'm on the phone for like an hour with these people. And then I hang up and it's right before Thanksgiving. I'm like, who would do that to somebody right before Christmas? That's so messed up. And this fool is just like laid on throat all over the bed. Head is hanging down. He raises his hands up and he was like, it was me. And I was like, what? You wait until right now? Really?
Oh, man.
I want to hang out with your husband. I want to hang out with your husband.
Go on the internet. You're not even safe at home with your husband.
No, I don't want to hang out with my husband. Just rethinking about that makes me want to smack him all over again.
Thanks, Maggie.
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. That's
this
hilarious.
Laid out on the bed.
I can just hear her telling her homegirls.
How do you buy? Are you paying a bill and you end up with a cruise?
It happens, JC.
That's so good.
It's JC, Kelly Raspberry, Jenna, and Big Al.
I said every dude's hooked up with a bigger chick.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
No respect. No respect, Ryan. 20 years.
Tomorrow.
That's right. You have no respect. That's exactly. You didn't even hear what you just said.
I didn't. I wouldn't. I didn't have
any respect. Oh, you don't.
I could just tell by your expressions that it wasn't good.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's so funny. The other day, Emma Kelly said, quit looking at me like that. She goes, you always like that. I said, how I look? She goes, the way you look at the boys on the radio. Because apparently I always had that look with you boys. Like
the boys?
Yeah. Like you always saying something. It's just like, boys.
Yeah.
You're looking at me like you look at them on the radio.
You should be laughing at us.
Well, sometimes.
We do sometimes.
Every time.
When it's warranted.
Right.
When it's warranted. Even when it's not, you should. Tomorrow is Kids Day.
Yes.
And we actually have a very special listener of the show on hold, and she wants to talk to us.
About Kids Day?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So cool. I figure let's welcome Rhonda from Potluck, Texas to the show. Hey, Rhonda.
Hello there, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, we sure can.
This here is Rhonda calling you all the way from Paradise, otherwise known as Potluck, Texas.
Yeah,
now, don't you
cool.
try Googling Potluck, because you ain't going to find it.
What's some of the great things?
Can't find us on no map, because we Potluckians don't like outsiders coming in and messing with our paradise.
I feel that.
So we choose to stay off the map of Texas and keep Potluck as our own little slice of heaven.
Mm, okay.
Hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Billy Joe Armstrong, are you drinking my beer again?
Oh, no.
What have I told you? An 8-year-old is too young to be drinking beer straight out the can. You got to cut it in half with water.
Okay.
Now pour half that beer in a cup, fill the rest with water, and then bring Mama what's left in that can.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Congratulations on that new kid right there.
I'm calling because people around town been talking about your annual Kids Day coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
What day is that again?
Well, Rhonda, actually, Kids Day is tomorrow. It's a little earlier than normal this year.
Oh, so I called in just in time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell all you ones that know, because as the mother of countless children, and I do mean countless, because... Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of them running around are mine and which ones just wandered up in the yard.
Oh.
But anyways, I just want you all to know what you do for them kids families is great.
Aw, thanks, Rhonda, but it's not really us. It's actually our listeners who make the trip happen. You know, they send donations, so it wouldn't be possible without them.
Well, on behalf of all listeners like myself, you are welcome.
Hmm?
Now, I've listened when y'all do your show from Walt Disney World,
money?
And I cannot tell a lie, at least not on the radio.
Okay.
It makes me tear up to hear the joy in those youngins' voices. They're so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never been to the land of Mickey Mouse, but I do remember that one time when I was little, my mama and daddy took me to the carnival, and we rode that loop-de-loop.
Uh-huh.
I threw up on the lady sitting in front of me, so there sure wasn't no sound of joy in my voice. In fact, it's kind of hard to speak at all when you're done blowing chunks of corny dog and funnel cake.
Ew.
But Disney World, it sure ain't the same thing as the carnival in the mall parking lot, ain't that right?
No. Mm-hmm.
And don't you fly them kids there on an aeroplane?
Yeah, Rhonda, Southwest Airlines donates a plane, and the crew members volunteer their time to get the kids to and from Orlando. It's a private flight, so the only passengers on the kids' plane are just the kids and their families. So for a lot of them, it's the first time on an actual aeroplane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so special.
I know.
Hey, hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay.
Alan Jackson, get them grapefruits out of your tank top. You ain't fooling nobody into thinking you got boobies.
Grapefruit.
Give them to your sister, Crystal Gale. She's flattered a pancake. Tell her to wear them with her good tube top, too, the one with Lycra. Sorry about that, Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait, okay, so Rhonda, do you think you're going to be able to donate tomorrow on Kids Day, or... maybe really any other day? You know you can donate at any time, even right now, actually, if you wanted.
Well, about that, Jenna. You sort of put me on the spot.
Yeah, well, you called. Perfect timing.
I'm actually waiting on my check from my completely unstaged accident at the dollar store.
Oh.
I don't know how that puddle of baby oil just ended up on the floor in the middle of aisle three, but I sure did take a nasty fall. My tailbone ain't been right since.
Mm. Oh, no.
But anyways, once I get my check, and then if I have any money left over after getting my lights turned back on and buying my lottery tickets, well, yes, I will most definitely do what I can to support your most worthy cause. I know if I had a kid who qualified for this wonderful trip, I would be eternally grateful for the opportunity. The least I could do is donate a dollar or two. Well,
that's actually all it takes, Rhonda.
Oh, yeah, and if Rhonda can afford beer for her 8-year-old. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Tickets, maybe.
Rhonda, if we could get a bunch of people to donate just a dollar or two or even 20, that's what makes this trip happen. So thanks for thinking about donating. I don't think we've ever seen this side of you.
Well, you know, I ain't really the sentimental type.
No, you're not.
But, you know, sometimes in life you got to give back.
Oh.
Now, I feel like I have given y'all plenty by providing you all with stellar radio content.
When is that?
But it is time for Rhonda to do more.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to go door to door in the trailer park right now to collect donations. Oh, actually, I spoke too soon. It's time for The Price is Right, and that is must-see TV for me. But while I'm sitting on the couch, I'm going to dig through the cushions for change. And I promise you, anything I find today will go to Kids Kids.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Okay.
Hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay.
Zachary Ty Bryan, stop loving on that squirrel.
Oh.
You're going to get attached. And like I told you, squirrels ain't for pets. There for supper.
No.
Oh,
I gotta go to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No. Oh, we want to keep talking to you, Rhonda.
Oh, she never has enough time or money.
I just want to talk about other stuff.
Me too. I mean, I want to find out more about potluck and the
see what's going on.
Luckians.
Yeah. Let me ask her a couple questions here and there.
I haven't heard about her common law husband Earl lately either, but she keeps having more kids.
I heard there's problems.
Oh,
really? Problems in paradise and her little slice of paradise?
Who gets the trailer?
I don't know.
Kelly, you missed Rhonda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been having a little throat problems this morning. I had to go get some coffee.
Have?
Yes.
Yeah,
very raspy.
Rhonda's made some steps. She is considering donating some couch change to kids.
Oh, that's big.
She's going to think about it.
I heard Rhonda's good with being a pinch and pennies, so for her to give up one is a big deal.
And some untimely accident at the dollar store, though.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't the dollar store's fault.
Completely unstable.
Baby oil is so slippery. I put it on my legs when I go out, and I just, like, slip around in my car. Girls do this. Don't act like
don't do
weird.
It in the shower, though. It's really dangerous.
No, I do it. I mix it with lotion after the shower
because
and then you're real shiny and slippery.
That happened once where the baby oil was applied in the shower, which made the shower stall very slippery.
Yeah,
and so when I took one step in,
boom.
I'm butt naked doing splits in the shower.
Yeah.
It was
nice visual.
Awful.
Nice
it
visual.
Was painful.
Nice.
I ripped my toes on the shower drain. It was bad.
It's like a prison shower.
Yeah.
Wow.
We used to just use baby oil to put it on the floor by the fridge so our roommate would slip.
Oh, don't act like you haven't put baby oil on before your modeling gig, JC.
What modeling gig?
Remember?
Oh.
When you got in with the swimsuit models and we like,
Jenna made me.
Baby oiled you up.
Oh, I don't understand baby oil. It doesn't come off.
It moisturizes, it makes you glisten.
It's oily.
It's also kind of itchy.
It's itchy.
Oh, I love it. And you're shiny in photos.
You're not even
you
supposed
look
to,
healthy.
You're supposed
muscles.
To not even put it on babies because if they swallow it, it's bad.
Did you oil up before your love scene in that movie?
No.
Which is coming out in a couple of weeks, from what I hear.
Oh.
You better be getting us details. Who do I have to call?
I don't.
I'm getting a copy of it.
We're
going to
help make this the best red carpet debut ever.
No, I'm sure I'll give you the contact info.
Give it to me. Yeah. I'm going to make sure.
I'm going to make this the biggest party. This is going to be the biggest party I've ever thrown.
Yeah, you can hit up the director, Carlos.
I've got something to wear to the premiere.
You think Kelly's birthday party is off the chain? This is going to be big. Big. I'm going to show it on every TV screen in the bar.
Well, that's good. Nobody will see it.
Every.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.